save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9. On Hit 92.9.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, guys, from your homes this morning? How's everything going?
Did you guys watch my live on Insta yesterday?
Yeah.
For making spring rolls. How'd I go?
It was really
Pete,
good.
You go first.
What?
It was really good. Like, I liked the way that you made spring rolls.
You didn't watch, did you?
I missed it, mate, unfortunately.
Where's the bloody support here? I told you guys I'm going on at 11:30. Can you guys jump on and just help me out for a little bit? Because I'm not sure how it's going to go. It's the first time I've ever cooked on live Insta.
Okay, so look, let me explain. I got home yesterday and my wife is working from home and she'd been juggling that with looking after the kids, 2 under 4. So I took over and that made things a touch hard to get onto Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had a meeting. Thank you. A meeting, and then I sort of had.
Don't use the girls as an excuse, because you know I'd forgive that. Anyway, just so you know, I mean, I thought it went okay. I feel like a lot of people.
How many people were on board? How many
people
watched?
I wouldn't say. Enjoy. Oh, five. All the five of them were really excited about it.
Well, that was a good spend.
Wasn't it? What do you mean? What did it cost me?
How did you go? How did it go?
What have you cooked?
What did you cook?
Spring rolls,
but you're also, because I can see down the Skype, you're holding something else there.
Okay. So then after that, right, I was just in a cooking mood, and I thought, I'm going to bake a cake. So the other day, one of our listeners sent, her name's Danielle and Maddie, her daughter, sent me through a box of like goodies. Yep. Of like chocolates and candy from like Daryl Lee and everything like that. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to bake these guys a caramel mud cake, right? So this, and I'm showing it up into the Skype.
That looks amazing.
Video of this caramel mud cake, right? And I'm putting it in the oven, and you guys know I burn a lot of things.
Yeah, you haven't burnt that.
What? Hang on a sec. Where is it? Where's
it's
the cake?
It's as flat as a pancake. When
it looks like a pancake.
Yeah.
Like that's
not enough.
Like
flour, or like
did you put enough mixture in there?
Mate.
Is the dish too big? Is the dish that you used too big?
The dish is too big. I didn't look at that. I just thought, cake tin. And then I was like, that's a normal cake size. But literally, it came out like a pancake.
I reckon it still looks all right, mate.
It still looks good.
Right. Yeah. It looks all right from the top. Yeah, but you guys are blokes. I wanted to decorate it.
Oh, no. You couldn't fit half a Smartie on top of that.
You know what you do? Considering how thin it is, here's what you do. Yeah. You get the caramel that you're going to use to create your caramel mud cake or whatever you're going to put on the top. You still put that on the top, and then you just call it a slice.
Oh.
Just call it a caramel slice. Bang.
Yeah, rightio.
How moist is it?
Who wants it?
Yeah, moist.
Oh, no, I reckon it might be a little bit dry.
Really? Okay.
Because I kind of
It's not, yeah. Nah, start again. Good try, though.
It's a very good try. All right, 131060, you might be doing some stuff around your house at the moment just trying to pass the time, and we'd love to hear from you about it. We've got our You Drive Me Crazy, Xavier Jules and Pete tea towels for every caller on the air this morning from Expressions, the tea towel company. We'd love to hear from you.
On Hit 92.9.
And now it's time for Perth's favourite localised meteorological calefaction prediction game show!
How hot is Perth? Wowee, 131060 is our phone number. Please give us a call. Your opportunity to win my bush chook throne, Pete. And as you sit in the studio and look at the bush chook throne, describe it.
It's a hell of a sight. It stands almost 2 metres tall. It's made completely of emu export cans, and it is just a magnificent sight to behold. Would look good in anybody's living room, playroom, bedroom, just at your house, really.
Jeez, what a sell. Save us yesterday, and I said, huge.
Hey, Jules, if you had to put a financial expense on it, what would it be worth? It'd be thousands, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Two grand.
I'd argue priceless. I'd argue priceless.
Yeah, good point. All you got to do, 131060. And I've got to the Today Show on right now, and it says in the bottom right-hand corner, today is going to get to 27 degrees in Perth. Maximum 27. All you got to do, call in 131060 at 9 o'clock this morning. 9 o'clock on the dot. How hot will Perth be to the decimal place, and you will take home my bush chook throne.
All right, we're going to come back and take somebody's guess for... Coming up after Ed Sheeran, Camila Cabello, Cardi B, South of the Border. Good morning. You're listening to Xavier, Jules and Pete.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
That's right. 131060. It's very, very simple. The time as we speak is 6:32. All you've got to do is nominate to the decimal place. How hot will Perth be at 9 o'clock on the knocker? It's pretty simple. You nail the time, you get the bush chook thrown. T's and C's apply. Wait till the pandemic's over before you come get it. But that's what's going to happen. The bush chook thrown could be yours. Nail the temperature at 9 o'clock today in Perth. Pete, who we got?
All right, we got Anita in High Wycombe this morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Now, Anita, right. I've noticed that the bush chook thrown's gone from more of a bush chook thrown to a bit of a bedroom toy. What are you going to use the throne for?
I'll give it to my partner for his 30th birthday.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you know how it's played this game. All you got to do is nominate to the decimal place how hot Perth will be at 9 o'clock. But first, because I'm a good guy, Jules is the expert on weather in our threesome. She's the expert. Jules,
yeah.
How hot do you believe the temperature will be at 9 o'clock this morning?
At 9 o'clock this morning? I reckon it's going to be around about 21.2.
21.2 is Jules. Okay. This might give you a bit of an indication of how things might go. Now, Pete, you know the rules.
Yep.
What do we do now?
All right, Anita, you're going to hear a drum roll. Then you're going to hear that great crowd, our studio audience, come in and ask you the question, how hot is Perth? And that's when you give it to us. You ready?
Yep, no drama.
Here we go.
I'm going to say it's going to be 21.1.
Oh!
Jeez, 21.1 degrees. All right.
I guess you might be right on this one, Anita. You might not have to buy a birthday present for your partner's 30th after all.
All right. Anita, we'll hold on to your details, mate. We're locking in 21.1, and at 9 o'clock, if it is that, then you get to take home the bush chook chair for your partner, okay? Good luck.
Wait, Pete.
What?
You called it a chair.
The bush chook throne, mate.
It's a throne.
It's a throne.
Thank you.
Sorry.
There's a bit of respect around here.
Sorry. Anita, the throne. Good luck, mate.
Okay. All right, thank you.
No worries.
Bye.
25 minutes away from 7. I know.
No one's ringing up for a chair, mate.
I'm not disrespecting the throne.
Look, can I just say, yesterday, what did I call the happy fun time phoner?
Just a phoner.
Yeah, I was like, oh, just that happy phoner.
Yeah. Yeah, mate,
it's the same deal. You got to get it right.
All right, I got it right. Okay, guys. No, fair point, Jules. You make a fair point. Okay, I'll try harder in future, okay?
We're a team in here. It's not just about you and your phoners.
God, I hope you got to get rid of this thing this morning.
Jeez.
No ball does.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Did you say top of 27 earlier, X?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Where's it 27 degrees now?
It can't be 27 degrees now.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at my screen now. It says 27 degrees in Perth. It's frozen on the Today Show.
Okay. All right. No, I'm just asking. I mean, my stuff says top of 24.
You just worry about your job there, Peppo.
Well, the weather is my job. So, you know, I just...
We'll do it well.
All right. Anyway. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, no, I know. It's bloody rough. All right. Let's get stuck into this.
From cricket bats to hard hats, please welcome the co-host of House Rules, Abby Way.
Yay!
Hello,
Morning,
Abby.
I actually love that.
Love what? Oh, that little...
little interesting. Look out.
You're very welcome, mate. You've officially hit the big time. How are things going?
You know, it's really good. It's obviously a bit of a wild time to be living in Sydney at the moment. And by wild, I mean that I can't leave my apartment. But in terms of... It's a really, really good time to be having a television show come out, if that helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be, it's so much fun. The contestants are gorgeous and it's something the whole family can watch, which I think is what we all need right now.
Now, Ab, I've seen a lot of your work, and it's mainly based around sport in general, cricket, and you're taking a leap into the AFL and that sort of stuff this year. Have you got a fair bit of time up your sleeve to be recording these sort of new shows?
Yeah. Well, funnily enough, I was doing AFL, which obviously for season 2020 is going quite well. I was doing Olympics, so now yep. looking forward to Tokyo 21. Yep. So you go from having and then I had Big Bash and then got married like yourself, Dave. So there's been a fair bit where it was all hectic and now it's completely stopped. So I'm finding myself doing jigsaws going, what is going on? But we're just really grateful that for House Rules, we had wrapped filming only a couple of weeks ago. So we managed to get everything in the can, because I know that a lot of other shows, as you guys are aware, you're having to split up and do it in different places. So it's just been crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Abby, you just said that you recently got married. How do you feel for all the, I mean, the couples that have now had to cut their entire guest list down to just five people? Were you thinking, oh, geez, I should have just waited? Or are you happy that you got to celebrate with all your friends and family? But we know it's expensive.
It breaks my heart. I actually had a girlfriend who'd invited 140. The government said you can't have gatherings of more than 100. So she did the brutal cull. Messages to 40 people being like, sorry, guys, haven't made my top 100. And then from there, the government goes further and cancels it. So you've then got 40 mates that know they're not your top 100.
Yeah. But
don't me and him. Ab, I don't know about when you organised your wedding, but for mine, I was happy enough to have different cousins from different families. So like say there was four cousins in one family, I'd say, I picked 1 and 3 and 2 and 4 aren't invited. And that was our only fight we had throughout the whole thing, was that I can't be picking cousins to pieces and making families more awkward. Did you guys have any issues with your wedding like that?
Oh, I think it's always tough, isn't it? Because you kind of sit down and you think, well, these are our people. And especially when you've moved interstate, it becomes a bit tough. And then your family have people that mean a lot to them, which is completely understandable as well. But we were pretty good. And we managed to get in just before the bushfires, to be honest. Our venue in Adelaide was closed 2 weeks later because of the threat of the fires.
Yeah.
So,
you
know, and your heart breaks. And as much as it is certainly something that, you know, it's a celebration, it's not life or death. I definitely feel for anyone who's planning something around this time, because there's so much uncertainty. But the best thing you can do is genuinely just stay home. And I know that lucky you guys in Perth, it's not as much of an issue as it is here, but it is pretty full on.
Hey, Abs, House Rules High Stakes. For fans of the show, what are the differences between this upcoming season and versus what they're used to?
Well, I'm here, which helps. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. as you would have seen, hopefully in the promo so far, it's taking on a new model. So traditionally, the couples, we start off by going to their homes and we're straight into the home reno part of the show. This time, they're starting on a penthouse on the Gold Coast. Mm. It's just bigger. The challenges are bigger. There's so many little surprises I can't give away that are up their sleeves. We've got new judges. And it's all just about still making sure that it's about families and, you know, changing people's lives, which is what the show does, which I had to stop myself from blubbering. Because with sport, someone wins, someone loses. Like, you kind of get your head around the emotion of it. And with grand finals, you might shed a tear. With this, every single home run, I was like, they couldn't afford this.
Hey, are you handy with the tools or not? Have you got any idea how to do renovations, or you just like sitting back and watching?
I wouldn't be throwing stones, because I think Em told me that when the roof fell in at yours, Dave, that you tried to prop it up with a ladder. Is that true?
I tried to hold it up.
I don't know if those of us that work in sport should start throwing stones about our reno ability.
Get into him, Abby.
Good on you, mate.
Very cool.
Thank you, Fran.
15 love.
Abby, great to see a Perth girl doing such incredible things. And we're going to see you on House Rules High Stakes alongside Jamie Drury. It's now going to premiere Monday, the 6th of April at 7 o'clock on 7. All the best to you, mate. Take care.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a beer for me. I'll see you soon.
On Hit 92.9.
Hey guys, last night I was sitting at home and Ted and Em go to bed a bit before I do these days, and HBF, who I've got private health insurance through, have started playing out these commercials during the pandemic. Obviously, people are looking to cut costs, and I hadn't even really thought about the health insurance until this commercial was played, Pete.
Hi, I'm Mel from HBF. I know everyone's concerned about the cost of private health insurance, so here are some handy tips that may help you save on your premiums.
Yes, I've seen those ads.
Mel, she talks right to you. It's the only, like, I feel like she's just talking to me. Yeah,
right into your soul.
I thought she was going to deliver something groundbreaking, like we have decided to cut your health insurance by 50% or something, because nothing's open really. But no, her first bit of advice was like, if you pay in bulk at the start of the year, it can be cheaper. I'm like, I don't have $5,000 to play up front. Like, I simply don't. I have to do direct debit by the quarter or by the month or whatever it is. So anyway, I got on to health insurance. I thought, bugger, I wonder if I need this health insurance stuff. It's... seems like it's a bit of an expense at the moment.
Are you thinking how much have you spent? Like, really?
Yeah, well, so I went through Jules and thought, well, I'm currently paying every second week $234 comes out of my account. Yeah. So every second week. So it's over $5,000 for the year. Anyway, so I got on and it said what my claims history was since I've had health insurance. I've made 33 claims since I've had health insurance, and I've had it since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But that includes like a massage or chiro or physio or dentist, all that sort of stuff. So I went through and thought, that doesn't seem like a hell of a lot over a long period of time. And I did a little bit of digging. I thought, 2019, how much did me, Em, and Ted spend in health insurance? We spent $1,000 on stuff. So we paid for $1,000. In 1 year. So we've outlaid $5,000.
You're out of pocket expenses. Yeah.
So we've outlaid $5,000 to be covered, but technically I've only spent $1,000. I'm like, geez, I'm down $4,000 on that. Then I went the year before. The only thing we used health insurance for the year before, or sorry, this year, is a pair of glasses, my glasses. So again, we have spent in the last 2 years about, I don't know, $8,000 for a pair of glasses and $1,000 worth of chiro and massage and physio and all that sort of stuff.
I can just see at this stage, point, you're sitting there putting these figures together going, oh, God, I don't need
private health insurance.
I'm going to walk into the bedroom and go, Em, I've saved all the problems of the world. I've got rid of private health insurance. Now, I clicked onto it and I thought I'm going to do one more year just to check to see whether at all we are making, you know, if this expense is at all worth it. Now, Ted was born in 2018. So roughly I looked at the 2018 year and firstly the payment comes in for Dr. Hugh Spears, $804, an anaesthetist. I was like, well, at least we're hitting a bit of money here, $804. Yeah. And then it goes a hospital bill of $100. That was just a bit of a miscellaneous sort of thing. Then Spearsy, the doctor's had another dip, $718. I was like, okay, well, Spearsy, keep going, Spearsy, because I need
Is that for every time he's walked into the room or what?
So Em was... Em had the emergency cesarean in the end, so he was there to do the jabs and stuff in the room, and then obviously had to be in the actual operation theatre as well. So that's why he was doubled.
Of course.
And then I'm thinking, all right, the treatment and the room accommodation. Jules, have a guess how much the treatment and the room would be in the hospital.
Oh, babe, why are you throwing it at me? I don't even have kids.
Just have a guess.
I would not even know. Oh, $500.
$500,
mate. Yeah,
I would not have a clue.
Mate, I think you'd be struggling to come away with any change out of $5,000 to $10,000.
What?
$11,081.61.
There you go. There's your private
$11,000.
Are you joking?
Then the next part. I don't even know what the next part is. $2,378. I see the next part, $1,800. I thought, I might just keep health insurance for another couple of years. I think if we have another kid, it might be handy, the old health insurance. $11,000.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Every morning.
Oh, jolly good day. Welcome to the University of Xavier Ellis. Yes.
So the other two are from their homes at the moment. And I just want to say that was a lovely view of your two pups there, Xavier.
They're both sitting on the couch with me, which is quite enjoyable. I think Kev, I'd off the cereal I was eating. I think that's why he joined me. He's half tempted to give the milk.
I watched, when you were doing the break, Ellie, I watched his little nose come into the video, the Skype that we can see each other. Yeah. Oh, so adorable.
My cereal bowl was there. My cereal bowl was there. Now, University of X is literally where I get to the bottom of an issue in society. I get callers on air and I ask them a question. And then after the listener answers, I collaborate all the answers and responses, and that generally sits as the percentage of people around the world who do this thing. Now, 13.
Okay, what are you asking today?
Well, I'm not going to mention it yet. I'm going to get people to ring up though. 13 10 6 60. Are you working from home and being supplied a work laptop?
Okay. So,
are you working at home?
Yep.
And being supplied a work laptop or computer?
So that's the criteria to take part?
That's the criteria to take part. Are you working from home and being supplied a work laptop? Pretty simple stuff. This is the one that you pitched, Jules, and you wanted me to do, so it didn't sound creepy.
Oh, whatever.
Yes, don't
but
go
yeah,
shy.
Lay it on me. Lay it on
don't
me.
Don't go shy on. Now, mate. Come on. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call. If you're working from home, you've got a laptop supplied by your business, please give us a call. I've got a pretty simple question to ask you, and I just want to know what the numbers are sitting like in Perth at the moment.
All right, we got calls starting to come through. We need a whole heap to come through so we can make sure that we're doing a real,
good balance, yeah.
proper, good balance across the community, good spread across the community for this. The University of Xavier Ellis is open. We'll come back and take your calls and find out what this is all about in 6 minutes. And by the way, everybody who does get through this morning scores themselves a Xavier, Jules and Pete, you dry me crazy tea
wow.
towel. That's right.
There you go.
You dry me crazy tea towel.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
That's right. The University of Xavier Ellis. This is where I get to the bottom of some conversations or some studies that have popped up in our feeds. Now, Jules, on Monday, I reckon it was, you were getting bombarded with stuff from Wish.
Yes,
the
I was,
website
yeah.
Wish, which was adult
well,
stuff.
It caught my attention because I saw toilet paper on there as well too.
That's
but
right.
as we know, anyone who has ever been on Wish, which is a shopping website, just a cheap one, it just throws up absolutely everything on there.
And before
like
you knew it,
stuff.
You'd purchased, yeah, you'd purchase some bondage stuff and on
yeah,
the work computer.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you were like, what are you doing on your work computer?
Yeah, what are you doing on stuff? Your work computer doing this stuff? That's ridiculous. And I said, I wonder how many people at home are using their work computer because they're at home being a bit more blasé about the use of the work computer.
Yeah.
And Jules, what was the figure you thought?
I reckon probably 40% of 40% people would be at home,
people.
Probably on their work computer, yeah.
For adult material.
Doing other stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Pretending
all right,
they're
now,
working.
So 13 10 60, that is the University of X. That's what we're going to get to the bottom of this morning. Pete, who we got there? I can't see the callers.
All right.
So who are we?
We've got Megan. Hello, Megan.
Hello. How
Thank,
are you doing?
Going well, mate. Thank you for calling in for the University of X.
That's okay.
Thanks, mate. All participants will get a mystery prize. Now, mate, have you used your work computer at home for adult material?
Adult material. Definitely not adult material, but probably
okay.
material other than work.
Okay.
Okay, no, that's fine.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Have a good day.
Thanks, Megs. Mystery
Thank
prize
you.
Coming your way.
See you, babe.
We've All got right. Angela. Hello, Angela.
Hello.
Hey, Angela, have you used your work computer at home for adult material?
Not even searched the search bar for anything other than work.
Oh, mate,
right,
that's commitment.
Up.
Where Very do you work?
I work at the town of Mosman Park.
Shout
okay.
out to Mosman
yes.
Park.
Very good.
Well done. Commitment. I love it.
Yep, 100%. All right. Well, that's it. We don't have any other callers. So how...
Wait, I said 40% and both of them pretty much said no.
Yeah.
So we're on zero.
So
yeah,
right,
we are. All right, debunked.
So I can't see callers, so when you say we've got two callers, it's probably something you tell me a little bit earlier. So that I can wriggle my way around a little bit better than that. So just a little
no, look, hey, look, at the end of the day...
Your
like
dog's going bunter.
Study's a study, and we're all making our way through this unusual environment at the moment, so we've got 100% strike rate there.
And download the Hit app and listen to us at home.
Yes, wonderful.
On Hit 92.9.
Sunshine lollipops.
And now it's time for some uplifting news with Jules Jarry. This is Happy as Jarry.
Yes, now these are just those stories that I come across that are bound to put a smile on your face or make you laugh, just make you happy now. Obviously, yesterday, April Fool's, and I feel like April Fool's got cancelled for 2020. No one was doing any pranks because really, life's a joke, really, at the moment. It feels that way. It feels like it is all a joke. But did you guys see anything on social media? Because some people did get a part of it. Like, did
I saw
like, do some April
one.
Fool's pranks. What's that?
With Prince Harry.
What was that?
The English papers, photoshopped a photo of Prince Harry walking out of a supermarket with toilet paper.
Oh, really?
In America.
Okay, I didn't see that.
And then it got picked up and other news outlets ran with it that Harry was panic buying.
Okay, fair enough. All right. There's a couple that I've come across. TweetDeck said that they were changing GIFs, you know, GIFs with the G-I-F. They were changing it to GIF, J-I-F, and that everyone needs to start pronouncing it like that now. Because, I mean, GIF, everyone... Yeah. Snoop Dogg was apparently changed his name to Snoop Frog, an animal rights advocacy group in the defense of animals announced that he changed his name to stop science classes using, you know how they use frogs to dissect?
Yeah.
They're wanting to use the synthetic ones. So Snoop Dogg was getting right behind that.
That's
with Snoop
bad.
Frog. Actually, but something that happened in the UK yesterday, and I don't know, and for any parents that took advantage of this, I'm really happy that you did. But some parents woke their kids up, got them dressed for school, and told them that school was back on and sent them out the door. But what they did is they filmed it and waited till they got out the front and they were like, hey, what's going on? They're like, we're going to school. Anyway, I've got some audio for you.
Bye.
April Fools.
Hello.
Go get your uniform off.
Oh, mate, the kids are so excited about getting back to school too.
They actually were. I mean, it's probably the first time you're ever going to see it, right? The kids getting so excited to go to school. But, yeah,
oh, 100%.
Those that took advantage of that. Well done. Save
your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Please welcome Michael Thompson.
Good morning, Tomo. How are you?
Pete, I can't complain. You and I are just quickly talking off air, and I can't complain because a lot of people are doing it really tough. But I'm pretty good. How are you guys going? All bunkered down in various locations?
Well, thank you. Now, obviously, Zave and I are outside of the studios. We're at our own homes. But Tommy, just with what you just said there, you know, I can't complain. I feel like it is one of those times where just those little things that you would usually complain about, you just feel like you can't anymore. There's just so much bad happening.
I agree. Every time, that's exactly what Pete said. I said, how are you going? He goes, I can't complain. I've sort of been saying the same thing. You can't, because everywhere you look, you see someone who's battling or doing something. I don't know about you guys, but every hour or couple of hours, you just stop and think, this is actually happening. This is, America's going through turmoil. Europe is going through turmoil.
Yeah.
We are seeing things we've never seen before. You now can't drive in this, you know, we all talk about getting out and seeing how good WA is. You can't go anywhere. It's like, it really is like something you'd see in a movie or read in a novel, but it actually is happening. And it's
surreal.
It's extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. Yeah. It is.
Hey, Tomo, just off air then, you did mention you've got family members living away from home. You've got one in Darwin, which is obviously a pretty safe place to be at the moment. The spread there is pretty quiet, but you've got one also in New York, which is sort of the epicenter of it all at the moment. How's your contact going amongst your family? And, you know, obviously you care so much and so dearly, but you can't get there and help. How are you going?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, I think, because so many people are going through the same thing, whether it be grandma and granddad are down south or whatever, up north or in Victoria or South Australia. No, we're keeping in touch. We FaceTime a lot. They're hanging in there. So James and his partner, Nikki, are over there. They've been in New York for probably nearly 5 years now. They're just bunkered down. They've been bunkered down for the last 2.5 weeks. And like everybody in New York, everyone's just trying to get through. You know, you duck out and get your food supplies and whatever you do. And there's no problem with that. But it's a high rise. It's just all apartments, high rise. They're on Manhattan.
Yeah.
They've sent us some of the pics. And it's like when you come from WA, it's just like this. It's very claustrophobic. Like being in an apartment basically all the time. You can go out just a little bit. You can go out, but everyone keeps their distance. So, no, they're okay, mate. They're doing as well as can be expected. He's still working from home, which is great. So, no, they're okay. And look, I think so many people, there wouldn't be one family that doesn't have someone at least remote, whether it's country, state, or overseas.
Yeah, of course. Actually, just while we're on that, and they are in New York, have you spoken to them about the general feeling of how Trump is handling the whole situation? Because obviously, we see bits and pieces if we're, you know, outside of just looking at what he occasionally comments on Twitter, and it just feels like he's not taking it very well.
I think
that's one way to put it.
I think the overall feeling was, which is what that early on, it wasn't taken as seriously as what a lot of people were taking it. Mm. And I've got to say, in fairness to Donald Trump, and I'm not a massive Donald Trump fan, but I think in fairness to him, we could say that that Great Britain probably underplayed it early as well.
Yeah, of course.
And there are other countries that probably did the same thing, and now you see. I think the Cuomo has been, the mayor in New York has been very vocal, and he and Trump have been banging heads with each other. He's wanting more supplies to come in. But the thing about New York, it's one of the most famous cities in the world, and they have been through a lot, you know, 9/11, and they are a very stoic bunch, and they're used to times of almost excess and times of when it's really tough. So, look, they'll be okay, and there's a real feeling. They sent us a video yesterday at 7 o'clock, all the apartments, everyone opens their windows and on their verandas or whatever, and just screams and cheers for the emergency workers, which is a really nice touch, and it's deafening. Absolutely. People look forward to it. 7 p.m. at night, everyone gets that start and cheers because they're all going sort of stir crazy inside. But yeah, it's very sad what's happening in America. But you know, it's such a powerful nation, you think they would be able to control it, but like everyone else, they can't. Mm.
Well, there is one country that's going okay, Tomo. It's the Belarusians, who have been recommended by the president over there to have 50 mils of vodka in a sauna every day, and that'll defeat coronavirus. What do you reckon?
Dave, you only you could find that fact. I reckon that sounds like yeah, that's one solution. I think the stir crazy aspect, you do need something to look forward to, don't you? That you can't go out at the moment. So I think if there's a little something nice, you know, whether you can have something nice for dinner or at least something to keep you. I feel really lucky. As I say, we can't complain because I can still go to work and be busy there and then come home. And the weekends are a different ballgame. You're pretty much staying inside, bit of exercise, but you're pretty much inside. I just, this morning, the New South Wales Police Commissioner is saying he thinks they'll be in that sort of lockdown. They certainly are in a worse position than what we are until the end of July.
Gee
whiz. With social distancing, and that's a long way ahead. You know, you sort of, it's a bit like the old marathon. You want to be looking down at your feet and going, okay, let's just go 1K at a time. That's a fair way off. So we're going to have to really dig in. But as I say, we're not in quite as bad a situation as what New South Wales is.
No, of course.
Tomo, always great to catch up with you, mate. So much amazing insight into what's happening at the moment and right across the team there at Nine News. We'll catch you tonight back on the telly. Thanks for joining us.
Go on, you Pete, Jules, Xavier. Thanks, guys.
Save your Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Super happy fun time voter!
Yeah! Let's go! What are you asking this morning?
Thanks, guys. Great to have you along.
What are you talking about? Sorry, is my mic off? Do you not see me interacting with you?
No, okay, hang on a sec. Can we do the count just to make sure there isn't a delay? One.
Two.
Slight delay. Slight delay. ridiculous.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so the Super Happy Fun Time phoner is the phoners where usually we're not allowed to do these ones, okay? They don't have much of a story to them. Usually when we pitch something early in the morning in what we call pre-show, it's got to have a bit of a story, got to have a bit of a sell to it. But these ones, nah, we're doing it because we're just trying to find anything non-corona related. 131060. What door do you see in a knock-knock joke?
Ooh.
What do you mean?
Okay, so if somebody says to you, knock-knock, you say...
Who's there?
No, but I don't think anybody's ever thought of this before. Everybody sees a door when somebody tells them a knock-knock joke.
All right, yeah, go, I'm going to close my eyes.
Thing. Okay, go. It is the same thing when they do a Pete and Zave walk into a bar. People... think of the same bar.
Yes, absolutely.
Every time.
And you think of the exact same saloon. Bar every time. Right, so saloon. I've got mine's got like a brass runner that runs the entire length of the bar. Like that's exactly right, right? So this is
I'm out of a scene of Coyote Ugly and Liam Rhines is on top of the bar singing.
I want to be in your bar. What door do you see in a knock knock joke? So Zave, if I was saying to you, knock knock, who's there? Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Describe your door.
Bright red.
Oh, what?
like it's extra like high too. I'm talking, it's almost like
double the length.
Like 3 or 4 meters high. It's a whopper.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And there's a number. And there's a number on the door in black.
What's the number?
What's the number?
12.
12.
Okay. Because I've got a red. I picture a red door.
Yeah.
And but it's just a normal door. But it's got a number 8 on it, and but it's in gold.
Ooh.
Interesting. Okay.
So you literally live 3 doors. You live 4 apartments down from me in an apartment block.
You can see why these photos never get off the ground. Okay. Yeah. So all right. I picture a big like oak sort of door with stained glass windows in it and a big brass handle.
You're right.
Yeah. So there you go.
You live in the rich part of town.
Yeah.
Rich mahogany.
Mine, I had no door.
I've got one of those sliders. I just got a slider. Like one of those things you separate the classrooms.
13,
I've just got
60,
one of them.
A divider.
As part a divider. Of the super happy fun time phone this morning, what door do you see when somebody tells you in a knock-knock joke? What's the door that you see in your mind? And by the way, everybody who calls through this morning picks themselves up. Xavier, Jules and Pete, you dry me crazy tea towels. We're going to come back and take your calls and hear you describe your doors.
Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Hey, Jules, can you, just turn your TV down? Zave, X.
Headphones on.
Hey, headphones on. TV down. Xavier.
So
Xavier
and myself are working from home today.
Xavier!
And we're talking through Skype so we can actually see one another. And all we can see is Zave kicked back on the lounge watching TV with his headphones off so he can't actually hear what we're saying.
You're a flog? Seriously? Like, what are you doing? Yo!
He's looking right at us!
Oi! We've been trying to get your attention for 30 seconds.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
My thing's gone.
Oh, my
thing's
God.
Off.
What thing? What thing's off?
There you go. We're back.
No, nothing's off, mate.
No, Skype.
We're back.
Skype. I'm back.
Mate, you're the only one who can control your stuff at your house, okay? So if your Skype's off, you've done something. Keep your Skype on.
Okay.
Come on. We've got to find out what doors people are imagining.
Yes.
We do.
Hey, it's time for the Super Happy Fun Time.
All right, so these are the phoners that usually...
I was reading the podcast ranker. We came in at 64 or something.
62. So all 62. Of all podcasts downloaded in Australia, including any created overseas, our brekkie show's number 62. That's not bad. That's not bad, guys. Well done.
In Australia, we are at 47.
Mm. Wow, that's good. Go us.
There you go.
You can get the podcast at hit.com.au, Xavier, Jules and Pete. And now, 131060, what we want this morning is, when you get told a knock-knock joke, you imagine a door generally. What is the door that you see? That's what we're after this morning. These are the phoners for Super Happy Fun Time phoners that usually we can't get off the ground. We've got Krista in Thornley. Hello.
Hello. How you going?
Good. Describe
your
door.
All right, girlfriend.
Oh, yes. Is Xavier listening first?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
Get into it.
Oh, please.
Okay. When someone says a knock-knock joke to me, I imagine a glass door with their face on the other side, whoever's telling me.
Oh, yeah.
Ah,
so they're
sliding,
in the door.
Sliding
you can,
door.
You can see it.
Mm. There's no door, but I know there's a door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice one, Krista. Thank you.
Glass door. Sorry, mate. Nice. Yeah. I'll probably do
so
that.
So we're on air, yeah?
Yes.
Tegan. Hi, Tegan.
Hi, how you going?
I don't know.
All right,
anymore.
Girlfriend, what kind of door are you picturing?
Well, Jules, I actually picture a big red door with the number 8 on it as well.
Oh, my gosh, really? Oh.
Yeah, it's my lucky number, so that's the first thing that comes into my mind, yeah.
Yeah, right. See, 7's my lucky number, so I don't know why I always see 8. I think it's 8 because when I was a kid, where I grew up, we lived at number 8, so...
All right.
That could be why, yeah.
That could be why, Jules.
Interesting.
Any thoughts as to why a big red door, Tegan?
I don't know. I've just always had that thought that it's just going to be a massive, huge, big red door.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
I said a
could
red door,
could be from,
too.
Like, cartoons that, you've watched as a kid as well.
Maybe.
It could be. Maybe, Jules, you had a red door as a kid and it had number 8 on it.
No, I didn't. It was a brown door and it had number 8 on it.
Okay, well, that's where the 8 comes from then.
Yeah, that's where the 8's from.
Oh, all right. Can you guys stop, please?
Hey, Vinny.
Hey.
How are you, buddy?
Vincenzo.
Yeah. Oh, hey, someone's got it wrong.
Yeah, Chance. Hey, Chance.
Chance.
What is your door that you picture?
So when someone asked me a knock-knock joke, it's usually a white door with the number 13 in gold.
Yeah.
We have a gold door handle and one of those, you know, those little those eye peekers you can see through the door?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Peephole.
It's
a peacock. So it's usually a white door with, like, just gold, like, you know, just added to it.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's a fancy door.
But usually 13 because it's, like, known as the lucky number around the world.
Yeah.
So it's usually the first number that comes to mind.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Vincenzo,
nice.
The peephole, is that, are you a dodgy, shady character? Do you need to sooze at the door first?
No, I was hoping to push this conversation far enough so we can go to Majority Rules.
Yeah.
mate, you want to play Majority Rules?
Yes, please. Come on, surely.
All right, mate. I'm going to pop you on hold. Just a moment, please. Xavier, you're not meant to do that.
What? He did it. I didn't do anything.
Doors don't come with peepholes anymore, though, right? It's like mainly like
hotel rooms.
Yeah,
I got a peephole.
Do
you?
Yeah, some do. Yeah.
I have not knocked on a door with a peephole for a while. Not that I knock on doors anymore.
I was going to say, when's the last time you knocked on a door?
And what about when you walk up to a door with a peephole, you put your finger over the peephole?
Do you put your finger
anyway.
Over it?
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Art for our Anzacs.
We're getting together with the West to launch an incredible initiative here, and we're going to explain exactly what it is. But unfortunately, with everything going on with coronavirus and COVID-19, the Anzac Day's dawn services have been sadly cancelled around Australia, you guys. So we still want to make this happen, right? Anzac Day isn't cancelled, just the dawn services and people being able to get together as groups,
the gatherings,
to pay their respects have been cancelled. So what we're doing on the Xavier, Jules and Pete show is we're launching a community initiative with the West to encourage Perth households to put up what we're calling Art for Our Anzacs in their windows on Saturday the 25th of April. And the idea being all of Perth is going to have a piece of art or pieces of art, depending on how many you grab from the paper, that symbolise Anzac Day so you can still commemorate Anzac Day together while being apart.
Yeah, now there are 4 different pieces of art symbolising Anzac that you can collect. Now, this is starting from Tuesday the 21st of April and it's going through to Friday the 24th of April, so the West. So 21st of April to the 24th, there will be 4 different pieces that will symbolise Anzac that you can put up in the window. And it'd be really cool if you could collect all 4 and put them up in your window.
That's right, mate. It's going to be a bit of a flow on as well. So the hope is obviously we have them in the window, but at 6 a.m. that morning, I think it's a national-wide initiative, the one standing in your driveway and respecting the Anzacs on Anzac Day. So the goal and the dream is at 6 a.m. they'll be in the window and everyone will be out in the driveway respecting the diggers. And it's, of course, hashtag driveway at dawn.
That's right, guys. So
to share on the socials.
Once again, here's what we want you to do, okay? Obviously, we can't get together for Anzac Day dawn services, but on the 25th of April, on Anzac Day morning, get out of your household, get everybody up, and at 6 a.m., let's unite together for Anzac Day at the end of our driveway, see everybody else around, and make sure you grab these 4 different pieces of art from the West, Tuesday the 21st through to Friday the 24th, and stick them in your windows, and then start taking those pictures of the houses and people up and down your street on the morning of, and posting them to your socials. We'd love to see them with the hashtag driveway at dawn. If you want to grab the info for all of this as well, just head to hit.com.au.
On Hit 92.9.
It's just gone past 9 o'clock, which means it's time for...
And now it's time for Perth's favourite localised meteorological Califactum prediction game show!
How hot is Perth?
That's right. If you're just tuning in now, you probably don't have a clue what we're talking about, but at 6:30 every morning we give someone the opportunity to win my bush chook throne, which is about 2 metres tall by about a metre and a half wide. It is a throne made of Emu Export cans. All you have to do at 6:30 is nail the exact time at 9 o'clock in the morning in Perth. Pete, have I set that up pretty well?
Mate, spot on. That's exactly spot on. So you're exactly right. All right.
Yeah, beautiful.
We heard from Anita this morning, okay?
We did.
And Anita actually joins us on the line right now for How Hot is Perth. Hello, Anita.
Hello.
How are you feeling about your prediction?
Oh, not too great right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what was that? Perth.
All right, Xavier. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to play the drum roll, then we're going to hear the studio audience say, how hot is Perth? And we're going to reveal
yes,
whether or not Anita was right with her guess of 21.1. Yeah. Are you ready?
21.1 degrees Celsius in Perth at 9 o'clock this morning.
All right, here we go.
Is it really?
Jeez.
19.6. That has gone up half a degree in the last 3 minutes. It's 20.1 as we speak. So, I mean, it is starting to warm up, but not quick enough for you this morning, Anita. Bad luck. Yeah, the love swing stays.
Anita, take care of yourself. This was going to be a gift for your partner here for his birthday, was it?
Yes.
All right. When's his birthday? Yeah.
Oh, 22nd of April.
All right. Well, wish you a happy birthday for us, okay?
Yeah, we'll do. All right. Thank you.
And try again.
Also, I was going to say there's another chance that she can get through
another
again.
Another chance.
100%, you guys. 100%. That's that beautiful positive thinking we all need at the moment. Well
mate,
done.
The throne's always there for someone. Someone will end up with it.
You'll get your next chance to have a guess at the temperature for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening at 20 past 6 for your chance to have a throw at How Hot is Perth?
On Hit
92.9. Yeah! It's time for the business blitz, you guys.
Yes, it is. Now, this is if you are in business and you want to promote it, like because obviously with the coronavirus happening, whether your shop is shut and you're now only using your website or if you've changed your opening hours, give us a call on 131060 and tell us about your business. You can push your website, your Instagram or your Facebook handles and we can push people to those services or products that you're supplying.
Hey, great setup, Jules.
Yeah, wonderful setup there, Jules.
That's
to be honest, the reaction
that was
I was
craft.
Wondering whether or not you guys heard me.
All right, let's unblock the lines and get ready to take some calls from businesses. And in the meantime, we've already started coming through. So we've got
look at them come, mate. They
say
come.
Say hi to Simon from Duo Glass, Xavier.
Hey, Simon, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Good, good. Now, what's Duo Glass, mate? Can you just explain what you guys provide and what you're doing in this current climate, please?
Yeah, Duo Glass, we're a family-owned business. We manufacture UPVC double-glazed windows and doors for the established and new homes. Double-glazing, if you don't know, it's a replacement window and door system. It creates great noise reduction, thermal efficiency and security.
Okay.
And keeps the corona out.
Yeah.
Yes, it may well do, yeah. Well, we've actually got a double seal on all our windows and doors, so yeah, maybe it does keep the corona out. I hope so.
All right, and while people are sort of at home at the moment, keeping the noise in as well, Simon?
Yes, indeed, yeah. It might stop the neighbours blasting their rival radio station music out towards you.
They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't. Now, mate, where do we find you?
We've got 5 stores around Perth in Joondalup, Osborne Park, Claremont, Midland and Jandakot. And even though times are tough, we've kept them open, reduced hours at the minute.
Okay.
You can book an appointment one-on-one in the showroom if you want, or you can go to our website and book a virtual consultation. You can also see our great discounts that we've got available and interest-free offer we got on.
Lovely.
Lovely.
There you go.
A virtual consultation, which should be handy.
Duo Glass.
Yeah, Duo Glass.
On Facebook as well.
We've got Ashley this morning. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, how are you going?
Going well, mate. What's your business?
We are Elite Pool Covers. We manufacture and sell pool covers, safety covers and debris covers. We've been going 30 years and a family-owned business.
Does it help with the evaporation?
Yes, it does help with evaporation. Nearly 100% water retention.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you can get a really high water bill, can't you, if you don't have a cover on it. But what's your safety cover?
We do a couple of varieties of safety cover. We do a mesh cover and a debris cover.
Yeah.
And like a pool protector as well.
Awesome, mate. Beautiful. How are you helping people out at the moment in this current climate, mate? What are you guys getting up to? Anything different?
Yeah, well, we've just started from the 1st of April. We had a meeting yesterday, and we've decided that we will do free delivery to the metro area.
Oh, fantastic. Beautiful.
All right, so if you're in the market for something like that, get in touch with Ashley at Elite Pool Covers. They're on Facebook as well. Good on you. What do we got here? Let's go to Scott.
Oh, Malls and Co. On. Okay.
G'day, Scott.
Yeah, cut some more off this morning.
G'day, how's it going, guys?
Don't be like that, mate. I'm doing my best, Scott.
Hey, Scotty.
G'day, guys. What's going on?
Not much, mate. Just copying it from Xavier as usual. But
tell us about your business, mate.
So we're turf, all pretty much anything involving turf, we pretty much do it.
Yep.
So whether you're residential, whether you just want to upgrade, whether you want a bowling green, golf green at the back, little footy field, where the ladies just want to go out on the green and have a white wine spritzer.
Nice.
Or commercial. So,
I'll tell you who needs you guys. Zave. Mm. Xavier Ellis. I'm sick of hearing about him in his grass. It's going nowhere.
It's going, mate. It's going.
Give him
What's
some tips,
on?
Scotty.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I bought a house without any grass.
Oh,
no, heaps of water.
Give us a call. We'll help you out.
Ah, beautiful, mate. Where would we find you?
So you go on Instagram or Facebook, SBTurf1, or just our website, www.sbturf.com.au. Or give me a call on 0403-949-339.
Go again. What's that number?
0403-949-339.
There you go.
Good on you,
beautiful.
Scott.
And it's SB, so S for Scotty, B for Bright Turf.
My last name.
Beautiful.
Good yeah, on you, but we don't. I don't know your last name, so I'm just guessing it's Bright because you're bright and bubbly. So you know, SB Turf.
Good on you, Scott. Thank you very much. Now you're right. Before I did have to move us on yesterday, and another one of those people was Amanda from Moores and Co. We're going to come back in 6 minutes and say hello to Amanda and talk about
something
Moores
else
and
will
Co.
pop up.
We're going to go to Amanda first because I really want to know what this mermaid oil is about.
Yeah, no, we'll have to go play a tune, new song or something. We'll miss this girl again.
We will not miss this girl. We'll come back in 6.5 minutes for Amanda, all right? Just for you.
Save your tools and on Hit
92.9. Quite simple. If you're a business adapting to conditions right now or you're finding it a little bit hard and just need to give your business a plug, give us a call, 131060. And right now, finally, Jules, you get to say hello to Amanda from Moores & Co.
Been waiting for so long. Good morning, babe.
You're dying to know about this mermaid oil.
Yes, I am, because I saw on your Instagram page, because when you popped up yesterday, I was like, oh, I wonder what that is. And I looked at the Instagram page and I saw mermaid facial oil. What is it? Like, obviously I know it's facial oil, but what makes it different?
Two sisters make it. It's by a brand Salt by Hendrix, and they are from Sydney.
Yeah.
They use a lot of natural botanicals, they're vegan.
Yep.
Lots of ladies choose to get the mermaid oil because it complements the, like, the facial rollers.
Yeah, okay.
Facial rollers, yeah. Yep, they do an amazing product that I love, and it's called iBabe as well.
Oh, I did see iBabe on there too. So, I'm just thinking, my skin is so dry at the moment. No matter what I'm using, it just doesn't seem to retain, like, any moisture.
Well, let's just take this beauty appointment
sorry.
Off here, right?
I'm yeah, just sorry. I'm like... Okay,
so what are you?
So
I don't know, what are you?
Okay, so we're a home gifts and lifestyle store, and we're in the Broadway Fair Shopping Centre.
That's where you guys come in and continue the
conversation. Yeah, okay. Oh, no, Zave's nodding his head, so I thought he was going to ask
another
question.
No, I was shaking my head. No, now I know the store.
Amanda.
Okay, now, on Instagram, Moores & Co. Is where you can find it. And there's a website that you can go to from there in the link, which takes you to the whole website, which you can actually buy online.
Absolutely, you can, yep. And we're offering free shipping and free gift wrapping.
All right, ooh. Amanda.
And what would you do for Jules' dry skin?
Oh, shut up,
Ed. No, no, no. So,
Dave, If you, Jules, if you DM me our forwarding address, I'd be more than happy to send you some.
Okay, there you
oh,
go,
girlfriend,
Julesy.
I've already got it in my cart ready to go. I'm happy to support local businesses. That's fine. I'm about to buy some mermaid oil and some babe eyes.
Send some my way, actually. I'm a bit spiky at the moment.
You are dry 24/7.
All right. Amanda, yeah. Moores and Co, thank you. I'm going to move us on. We got Renee in Canning Vale. Hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
Going well, mate. Tell us about your Perry's business. What's going on?
Yeah, well, they have a dog boarding kennel in Canning Vale. And obviously, it's kind of quiet at the moment considering everybody's had to cancel their holidays and things like that. So, but we sort of, they're still open. And we sort of thought just in cases of some people are doing even renovations at home and things like that during this time. So, and, the dogs can get in the way. So we're still open for that. Or heaven forbid, if a relative or somebody got sick and had to go to hospital and they've got a pet that, you can't have it at your place or something, then we're more than happy to take care of them. By the way, it's air-conditioned and heated kennels and everything, so they're not going to be doing it tough. So.
Oh, lovely.
What about when my missus gets sick of me? Can I come?
I know. We were talking about maybe, setting up some quarantine beds down there because it's got all the air-conditioning and things. So.
It's a great idea.
Throw them in there.
Renee, thank you very much. Hey You Pet Resort. You can find them on Facebook as well. We've got Shannon. Hello, Shannon.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Going well, mate. Sounds like a handy thing for a lot of people staying at home at the moment, this one.
Oh, dude, the amount of people who are stuck at home right now going, why didn't we get that bathroom fixed? It's pretty funny. They're all coming in on the Facebook and tipping me off and letting me know.
Well, what's the name of the business?
What's the business, mate? Yeah.
It's Perth Renovation Projects with an X.
Okay.
Projects with an X. Yeah, gotcha.
Projects with an X.
And what do you do, mate? What do you like specifically do?
It's literally all things renovations. That's why I brought in the word projects. Yeah, so like from bathrooms or like a wall removal right through to a full house renovations and extensions.
Fantastic news there, mate.
Okay.
And a lot of people with a lot of time in their hands in the moment. Leslie in Lansdale, good morning.
Hi.
You're on the Business Blitz, mate. Now, tell us about this. I'm reading Building Careers Perth.
Yeah, so I'm gonna flip this a little. I've actually got jobs to offer people. So we're a recruitment agency. So we recruit for the mine, so one of the industries that is weathering this storm. And we have over 150 vacancies at present. So I just wanted to shout out to any chefs, cleaners or bus drivers and security guards looking for work at the moment. We have a lot of vacancies available and people can get in touch and we can speak to them about getting on the mine pretty quick smart, actually.
Yeah, wow,
beautiful.
Okay.
What's the company again, mate, and the best way to contact?
Building Careers Perth, and they can email their resumes through to jobs@buildingcareers.com.au.
Now, Leslie, if there is a job seeker out there and they don't have those kinds, like that experience, do you guys offer like, training or online training or anything like that to get them ready at all?
So yes and no. So with the commercial cleaning, as long as you've got some sort of physically demanding experience on your resume and you can go and do safe food handling inductions, chemical handling inductions, there is a bit of leniency for the level of experience that people need at the moment.
Okay.
Chefs obviously need a trade qualification and bus drivers need a HR license, but they don't have to have worked in the mines. We're not looking for people that have done mine work before, as long as they've got some work experience that translates across to the roles that we're filling, then we can help people initiate their first step into that mining work.
Beautiful, because I would imagine a lot of the public transport and bus drivers would be slowing down at the moment in Perth.
Yeah.
Is there a specific amount of swing? What sort of swing would they be looking at, or is that still reasonably flexible?
No, so to try and combat corona, the mines have gone to either a 2-2 or a 4-2. So a majority of the swings are 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and that's just to stop the traffic coming in and out of airports so we can limit interaction with the general population, basically.
All right.
And
so
make some good money.
Chefs,
beautiful.
Cleaners, bus drivers, security guards, there are jobs there for you if you're finding it a little bit tough. Leslie, thank you very much. Building Careers Perth, that one is. We're going to come back in 6 minutes for something a little bit different. a little thing called directions for use that that Jules is going to bring our way. Don't go anywhere.
Save your Jules and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Instructions, but sexier. This is Directions for Use.
Okay, so I want to play a quick game with you guys. Now, it is called Directions of Use, and this is what's obviously written on the back of the products that you buy. And I think, you know, sometimes, obviously, if you're buying, for instance, carpet spray, like stain remover, you pretty much know what you're doing, right? Mm. So you don't really read the directions of use. But I thought with this game that I'd play with you guys this morning is I will read the direction of use on a product, and it's up to you guys to determine what product I am actually talking about. But there's going to be a little bit of a twist because I have been told that my voice is quite deep and can be husky sometimes. Yes. And comes across a little bit sexy. So what I'm going to do is actually...
I was going to say,
that was 6 o'clock hour.
Or was that the time you used to work for that phone company?
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
$4.95 $4.30 a minute.
Do you hear me laughing? That was my old job, okay? Just leave it in the past. All right. Okay, so what I'm going to do, though, so you can play it along at home as well, too. But I'm going to give you guys 30 seconds.
Okay.
So once I finish, you guys have 30 seconds to determine what it is that I'm reading from.
I won't even need 30 seconds, mate. Here we go.
Okay, ready? Can you two stop laughing?
Sorry.
Okay. Shake me well. Hold me 12 inches away from your head and spray roots. Massage well into the roots until the white disappears.
Okay.
What is it?
Yeah, I sound like I'm doing that 3 minutes with Ash London again.
Oh, good. So it's calming.
Is this mindfulness or sexy?
You got 25 seconds.
Can I go first?
You both can go. Whoever jumps in first, whoever gets.
Oh, I'm going to go with a fine top end Moroccan oil that's rubbing through your scalp and eliminating the dandruff. It's a Moroccan oil.
I'm going to go with a laundry product that you use to get stains out of your clothes.
Bum, bum.
Oh,
man, it's dry shampoo.
Dry shampoo.
Yeah, oh, until the white disappears. Yeah.
So my guess was closest by far.
You said Moroccan oil
for your hair.
It was first.
But it was closer than what Pep said. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, my Moroccan oil.
Yeah, I'll give you that win. All right, okay, very next similar. One. Ready? This is the next one. This is the last one. I'm going to give you guys two. All right, ready?
Okay.
Apply a dollop of me into the palm of your hand. And then massage gently in circular motions over your skin while bathing. Concentrating on areas of dryness. 30 seconds on the clock. Sorry, you idiots. Gosh, can you two take anything seriously? Tell me what I am.
Well, I think you're a bottle of lube.
I gotta help it.
No, you're wrong.
No, okay.
Pete?
Okay, I'm wrong.
I'm going to go with dermatitis cream.
No, that's not it either. No. You still have time to guess.
Oh, I'm letting go again.
Moisturizer.
It might be for your feet.
No.
A feet cream.
No. Exfoliating scrub.
Okay.
Oh, what do you exfoliate, though?
Exfoliating your scrub. Your body. So before a tan and things like that. It's a pre-tan. Like exfoliating scrub. Yeah.
I'm going to find...
Yeah.
The next time we do this, I'm going to find some sexy music to play under you because... Well, it just sounds your sexy
insert
voice
credit
sounds
now.
More like the
people like what? I don't know. I was like
the on hold Telstra lady or something.
Hey, can we? We're gonna have to work on that tomorrow. No, tomorrow we're gonna get callers on. We're gonna get a few guys on.
Yeah,
and we're gonna fine tune this sexy talk. Okay. We're gonna fine tune that tomorrow.
Why? Right. What's wrong with it?
In the 6 o'clock hour.
In the 6 o'clock hour.
No, leave it alone. I don't mind that I sound like the on hold chick. I'm fine with that.
Leave it alone. That's what my dad says. Leave it alone, son. Leave it alone.
Oh, you too.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
I'm going to take my shirt off and I want you to look at my man cans.
Doctor, doctor, give me Defuse. I got a bad case of no Defuse.
Please welcome Dave Hughes.
Hughesy, hello.
G'day, gang.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, real good. Just living the life, you know. It's we're all in a home lockup. We're all like, you know, home detention. It's like we've all done something wrong.
Yeah.
We've got ankle bracelets on, so it's great.
I tell you what, though, you are breaking it up with House Party.
Look, I am on House Party, which is an app. My sister sent me a message saying that the Chinese government got all your information now and they'll clear your bank account. So
I mean, I did hear that.
I've got $191?
That or your REITs account, mate. I don't know what's going on, but the money will be gone.
One of our girls that works down in our Bunbury office for HIT, was on with you. You'd popped up and she was so excited about it and everyone tried to jump in on your call. But are you just randomly jumping in on people's house parties?
I don't even know what's going on, honestly. I mean, I'm parachuting into places I've got no idea where I'm at. It's like I'm jumping out of planes blindfolded. I was very happy to talk to that gang, but I had no idea I was doing it. You just touch your phone and it takes over, basically. You don't know where you are, you don't know who you're talking to, but it's, but it whiles away the hours. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, Dave, you did say we're in detention. Have you ever been locked up?
Only for 4 hours to sober up. That's the only time I've been locked up. So, I've never, nothing longer than that. You know what, you get drunk and you just fall asleep on the road and the police find you a place to, sleep safely for 4 hours.
We've all been there.
I'm going to say, no, I haven't. I'm just throwing it
out. You're
sheltered. A VIP. A VIP at the police station. That's what they're called.
Exactly. No pillows, though. They really can. They can, I prefer to be locked up at a 5-star hotel, to be honest. So, I might just, it's 2 weeks in the 5-star hotel for those people. So good luck to them, I'd say. Enjoy.
Hey, Hughesy, has the theme started to change on We Have a Problem, or are you going with let's just stay away from COVID as much as we can?
Mate, we had two episodes where we were sort of filming it when it was sort of starting to kick off, if you know what I mean. Mm. So, and those episodes, I didn't know whether to shake people's hands or not. And sometimes I'd shake people's hands, sometimes I wouldn't. But now we've got 3 more episodes that are in the can, which were filmed at the end of last year, which we haven't played. So we won't be mentioning COVID. It wasn't even a thing back then. It hadn't even been invented, to be honest. It's weird to think in December there was nothing. It wasn't even a word. So for the next 3 Monday nights, I'm going to get, text messages and Instagram posts saying why you're ignoring COVID. But I wasn't ignoring it. It hadn't happened then. So.
Oh, no, it'd be a relief, to be honest.
But also, who's to say it's a problem at the moment? It's not quite in the problem stage that needs to be sorted out by Hughesy yet, I wouldn't have thought, would it?
the World Health Organization haven't rung me yet.
Haven't they found a cure yet?
No, well, wait till I get to 10 million deaths and they call Hughes and say, we really need to sort this out, mate.
Hey, kind of a weird thought. Weird thought, Hughes. I was driving my car the other day and I thought, imagine if I was the only one who knew how to make the vaccine, but I don't know that I know that I made the vaccine. Have you ever thought anything like that?
I mean, I do think if I took all the time I had on Instagram just looking at girls in bikinis and dedicated that time to curing illnesses, we'd probably be a lot healthier world.
Hey, Hughesy, how's your TikTok going?
Mate, it's going slowly. My wife got involved in one the other day and she doesn't want it to go to air. It's like, it was where I was using a toilet roll and a wooden spoon as a trumpet and she was using a baking tray as a drum, bashing it on her head. And she doesn't want that to go to air. She thinks she's too good for that.
My wife tried again to get me to do one yesterday. You just dance. That's all we're doing on it, just dancing. And I just couldn't get up for it.
I know, but I think you've just got to realize that none of us have any dignity, and anything that can while away the time is okay. So. I mean, do it, man. Get involved and get it out there, because it might make one person think, you know, their life's better than yours, and that's all you need.
Yeah. Because that's what it's all about, right? People just want to feel better about their own life.
Wise words as always, Hughesy. It's great to chat with you, and you take care of yourself, mate. We'll catch up with you next week.
We'll get through it, gang.
On Hit 92.9.
Whole lot of people need to hear this.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but make sure you log into your work computer every single morning you're supposed to be working, because your work can actually track that. So we found out yesterday. Damn. I mean, it's easy for us because we log in, and obviously if we're not working, well, we're not on air, so they're going to know. But did you know that work can actually track whether you're logged in or not?
Yes, I didn't, but yes.
I always had a bit of a feeling that, like, obviously, if you're on your work thing and they're connected to a big network here, that they can track stuff that you're doing on your laptop. But,
Let's hope there's a lot of people on leave.
It kind of makes me go, how much can they track? Like, if they can see that people are and aren't logging into their laptops at the moment, how much can they track?
So of those people who didn't log in, I'd love to know what those people did log in look at. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
Yeah, I get you. But just so you know, log in.
All right, you guys, have a ripper day.
See ya. Bye.
You guys listening too.
Have a fantastic day as well. Stay safe. Stay safe. Good to each other.
I knew you'd say that.
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Save your tools and peace.
On Hit 92.9.